Mr. President, not long ago I gave you a word concerning what you did on the White House lawn by signing the Respect for Marriage Act. Today, I give you a mystery. Actually, three mysteries. One especially for you, one especially for those watching, and one more. And you're actually part of all three, even though you had no idea. It's a mystery, it's a secret that goes back thousands of years to the ancient Middle East. And yet you manifested it on the lawn and the walls of the White House. It's also a sign from God. Not long ago, you became the first president in American history to enshrine into federal law the alteration of marriage, to destroy the definition of marriage as it has always stood, to abolish its biblical, historic meaning. You did it by signing the, quote, Respect for Marriage Act, but the Respect for Marriage Act was actually aimed at destroying another law, the Defense of Marriage Act, that you yourself had voted for. So you destroyed the Defense of Marriage Act, and by signing the Respect for Marriage Act, you sought to force all Americans to bend their knee before the destruction of the historic and biblical definition of marriage, and to sanctify its alteration. And you rejoiced in the act. You rejoiced in the act of destruction with a mass celebration on the White House lawn. You sealed it all that night by lighting up the White House in the colors of the rainbow. Mr. President, you call yourself a Christian. You were raised to say prayers to the God of the Bible. But do you actually have any real fear of God, that he's actually real, he's actually alive? If so, how could you possibly have done what you did? You had to know that God's word clearly identifies this as sin and transgression against him. And yet you enshrined it, you hallowed it. You held a celebration in its honor. You sought to force the nation to respect that which God's word calls darkness. Do you not fear judgment? Or do you think that God is silent and not able to act? Well, he is not silent, and he's actually answered what you have done. There's only one place in the Bible where God does not respect marriage. It was the day when he judged the marriages of Israel that were made in sin against his will. He judged it in a gathering held in the capital city, just as you signed the Respect for Marriage Act in a gathering in the capital city. And even though those marriages in ancient times were given sanction and legitimacy by man, God said they were of sin and not legitimate. It was the day that in the Bible that focused on the marriages that the Israelites had entered into but were exposed as not legitimate. They were unholy and sinful. So, what was that day? That day was the 20th day of the biblical month of Kislev, the 20th of Kislev. Mr. President, when you lit up the White House as a rainbow to seal and celebrate what you did that day, the Respect for Marriage Act, God answered you. God spoke. God put up his own seal, his own sign. You see, when you sealed and celebrated what you did that day by lighting up the White House as a rainbow on the night of December 13th, you actually did it on the biblical date of the 20th day of Kislev, the biblical day that exposes sinful unions, unions of sin. You sealed the Respect for Marriage Act that day, on the one day in the Bible, on the calendar, Kislev 20, that is specifically dedicated to the marriages that God cannot respect and that were answered by national repentance. How did that happen? You didn't plan it that way. Nobody on your staff did, but you see, God, whose ways you disregard and overturn, is actually alive and well and is not silent, and he has spoken. What happened at the White House was a brazen act of defiance of God by the leader of this nation. But as you sealed that act, the God of the Bible, the God who is alive and well, put his own seal on it. You see, God always has the last word. Second mystery, you lit up the White House in the colors of the rainbow, but the rainbow does not belong to you or any man or any movement. The rainbow belongs to God. It's a sacred sign signifying his mercy in the face of judgment. And it's the sign of his throne. But as president of the United States, you took that sacred sign of God and turned it against the God to whom it belongs. But there's more to it. You see, it actually has to do with an ancient deity, a goddess, a spirit. Just before you did this, I released my last book, The Return of the Gods, that reveals the entities, the spirits that are taking possession of America. One of those ancient gods or spirits was called the Enchantress. From ancient times, she was connected to a sign. Do you know what it was? The rainbow. And do you know what she was the goddess of? Sexual licentiousness, sexual immorality. Her ancient hymns declare that she has the power to turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. She's the goddess that bends sexuality, blurs, merges gender. She breaks the line. She breaks the distinction between man and woman, male and female, boy and girl. It is this spirit which is now taking possession of our culture. And on the day that you redefine marriage, you place her sign on the nation's highest house, the White House, the sign of the goddess. You are in effect placing the nation into her hands, her ownership, her possession, a demonic possession. You call yourself a Christian, but you took the sacred sign of God, the sign he gave of mercy instead of judgment, and turned it against him on the White House. Do you fear judgment, or what it is to invoke judgment on the nation you are supposed to lead? I promised you three mysteries, the third and last one. This one is not only assigned to you, but to every believer in this land. Those who defend religious liberty warned that the Respect for Marriage Act, even though a clause was added to give lip service to religious liberty, was actually setting a dangerous precedent and setting the stage and opening the door to the ending of religious liberty in this land. You and your administration denied it. And then your press secretary implied that actually removing the clause for religious liberty was on the agenda for the days ahead. Now, there was a day recorded in the Bible when an ancient king in his capital city, in effect, sealed, signed into federal law an edict that was to lead to an attack, to the attack of God's people, the persecution of God's people throughout the land. Now, you as president signed into federal law an act that specifically called on individuals to fight those who would not recognize the marriages and unions that God does not recognize. Could what you signed into federal law on the White House end up unleashing an era of attacks on religious freedom, on religious organizations, on God's people? Could it bring persecution? Could there be a sign, a mystery, a revelation that gives us the answer? In the biblical account of the king who gave his approval, his seal on the law that opened the door for the attacks of God's people, against God's people, persecution, it identifies a specific day on which this was to happen. What was that day? Linked to the persecution of God's people. The account reads, quote, the 13th day of the 12th month. Now, that was for Israel on Israel's calendar, but translate that to America. Mr. President, you signed that law on the White House on December 13th. In other words, you signed that law on the 13th day of the 12th month, the same day, as in the Bible account, the ancient king. You gave your seal of approval on an edict, a law, as in the account, that was for the persecution, would end up bringing persecution and calamity and destruction to the people of God on the 13th day of the 12th month. Again, God is actually alive. He's not silent, and he is stronger than kings or presidents. And again, he has the last word. Mr. President, on the day you stand before God, the laws that you signed into existence will not exist, but his law will exist, and by his law, you will be judged. Repent, be saved. And for you, the people of God who are watching this, what do you do in light of these things? Stand strong, stand firm. Be strong and of good courage. Do not bow down your knee to Baal or any other god of this age. And do not be silent, because the laws of man will pass away, but the laws of God will remain forever. Do not fear the future. The future belongs to God. No matter what happens in the world, in our culture, in our nation, remember this: God always will have the last word. And if the dark is getting darker, it's time for the lights of God to shine even more brightly. When evil goes from bad to worse, the light has to go from good to great. It's time to be bold for God. It's time to be great for God. For thus says the Lord, arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of God has risen upon you. This is Jonathan Cahn. Be strong and of good courage. Shalom. Hi, I'm Jonathan Cahn, and I hope you were blessed with the video. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and tap the bell icon so you're notified every time a new video is posted. Feel free to share your reactions with your comments and how you were blessed, and share this video with your friends. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.